This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okie dokie, dominokie! Back at 7 after the hour. Another good hour of discussion. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and you following along, giving us your comments on social media. Help yourself. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. A lot of things that we talk about don't seem to make sense, right? Some of the things we go through doesn't, you know, at first, wow. Really? You say to yourself, no, you knew that, right? Yeah, right. What the heck did he say? What's going on? Are you sure? I listen to things with my head and my heart. And sometimes it's appropriate. I'm not always sure that I use my heart in the right way or my head in the right way, but that's who I am. And so a lot of the stories are from my heart, my feelings, my thoughts that I share, and you, I'm sure, are the same. You have your, you have things that touch your heart. I don't know where, what's the category of this one? The Teletubbies are back. Is that a heart or is that a head? Well, this is from the good news department. Tinky, Winky, Dinky, and who else is in there? The Teletubbies? Pooh. Is it Pooh or Poe? I don't know how to, I'm not a big
Teletubbies. I think it's Poe.
Yeah,
I was never on the Teletubbies train, but a lot of people are excited. They're coming back.
Really?
And another generation's going to get to know all about them.
All these trailers. Have you seen? There's one of the TV channels on cable is nothing but trailers. There's trailers for. I saw the trailer for Mission Impossible that doesn't come out till next year.
Mm-hmm.
It was fabulous. If you haven't seen it yet, you probably can find it online now because I think they introduced it last Friday in the theaters. It was fabulous. Anyway, the Teletubbies, they call it a reboot. That's what Chucker calls it, a reboot. Was announced last month or the month before, I guess. And so now they're putting it all together. It will, as you have suggested, excite a lot of people. So there you have some exciting news for the fans of Teletubbies, right? All right, so that's the good news. Here's the not-so-good news. Radioactive waste has been discovered at Missouri Elementary School. Wow. That's pretty shocking. The Jaina Elementary School in Florissant, Missouri. They have revealed that Boston Chemical Data Company came in, but one would wonder why. What was the first sign? Apparently, the school is located in the floodplain of a creek which was contaminated by waste from nuclear bombs that were manufactured there in World War II. Ah, isn't that great? Huh? And now they're just figuring that out? Woo!
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the number of hundreds, thousands of students, that went into this at the school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially in elementary school, because that's typically, kindergarten through fifth grade?
Yep, fifth to sixth grade, yep. Radium and other toxins have been discovered by Boston Chemical. Come up with a report. So the president of the Parent Teacher Association there has a son that attends the school. Interviewed by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today, she said, quote, "It sounds cliche, but this whole thing takes your breath away." Yeah, especially if you got a child there, or you went there, or you have people in your family that went there. And so now, after the research done by Boston Chemical, the Army Corps of Engineers is going in, and apparently they've already found contamination within 300 feet of the school. Oh, it's about the children. Well, it's about everybody, right? It's not just about the children.
Yeah, the staff and faculty as well, of course.
Well, and other people that are in the area.
They've been there for longer than, the 6 years from kindergarten to fifth grade.
Yep. So the school district says it's aware of the problem. Okay. Jump right into action there, folks. Yeah. Right. Anyway, they have their Hazelwood School Board meeting this week. They're going to discuss the matter then. All right. Well, let's see what's ever exciting. The school.
Makes you wonder, because sometimes we see stories about students who may live in the same neighborhood or they go to the same school, and there's multiple children who all of a sudden get a certain kind of cancer, or there's a certain type of tumor that is developed. And you always wonder, okay, how did that happen, that this has happened to multiple children at the exact same time? And I wonder if there have been anything that they just didn't correlate this with the radioactive waste at the time, because they didn't know it existed there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't know unless you saw results of it, right? You wouldn't normally go testing the ground, although I guess when they build a new school now, when they're as part of the process of building the school, they test the ground out. The community buys some land, and okay, so let's make sure this is safe. You'd think that they would check it out before they bought the land. Instead of, well, we bought that land over there, let's check and see if it's safe to build a school. Yeah. All right, from the shocking video department here on Good Day. Wow. Here's the story from California of an ophthalmologist who has detailed the moment she removed not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but 23 contact lenses from a patient's eye.
Uh-huh.
Wow. You see this video? It's everywhere now.
It is astounding. The woman was in her mid-70s and just felt like something was in her eye and had some blurred vision and pain. And turns out, oh, it was 23 different contact lenses.
So somebody must have dug into this to find out. She'd been wearing them for 20 or 30 years, apparently. And so instead of whenever she had a problem, she'd get her eyes examined. But who would give her a prescription and then, you know, stick it in her eye on top of another one?
Well, I don't think it was on top, but like, I don't think they were stacked on top. I think they kind of slid behind. Like, somebody, their contact falls out, and they're like, oh, they lost their contact. Or they sleep in their contacts, and they wake up, and they know there's their contact's gone, but they never find it. It seems like it may have been some kind of situation like this, like they were getting lost.
Awful. Good heavens. All right, another shocking video. Epic footage of this breaching whale knocking around the boat. Father and son went out to do some fishing. And then this show started with the whale was breaching. That means about to give birth, right?
I think coming up out of the water for air.
Oh, because when cows have calves, we call it breaching. So that's breaching? What I figured was the
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, no. Breaching is when they're just coming out of the water to get some oxygen.
So Doug and Zach Piller of Ben Salem Township, Pennsylvania, not far from Philadelphia. They were out in the water. A large humpback whale comes out of the water right in front of them. They were fishing in an 18-foot Starcraft. Ooh, that's kind of a...
they
didn't want to be getting into it with a whale with an 18-foot flat-bottom boat. Anyway, so the footage is available on his Instagram page. And he was pretty excited about it, as you can imagine. If you listen to the video, Zach is heard saying, oh, under his breath.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he didn't say that loudly, right? A group of fishermen see this. It's really kind of interesting thing to catch the catch, if you will, on the on a video. And apparently the father wasn't fazed much by all of this. There have been a number of people that have spotted whales in this area that have been out fishing and stuff. Whales are not going to hurt you. They're not like sharks. They're like dolphins more. They're interesting. They're curious. They want to know what's kind of going on. And so, but somebody at SeaWorld said, you got a better chance of winning the lottery than you have of coming this close to a whale.
And that makes sense.
Video
is so, it's incredible because they're fishing, and all of a sudden, right before you see the whale pop out of the water, all of these fish are thrown out of the water.
Great. All right, here's another video. The Washington State wildfire, if you haven't been following this, on the Washington-Oregon border, has been going on since Monday. Actually, over the weekend it started, and then Monday it really kind of cooked up. It's warm there. It's actually quite warm in the Pacific Northwest. They've had wild weather the last couple of years, right? It hasn't been at all typical of what the Pacific Northwest is all about. Anyway, this is known as the Nakia Creek Fire, ignited near Vancouver back on the 9th, and it's so far burned up 2,000 acres have burned. This is a very dynamic situation, says the fire chief there. Smoke is very heavy, and it grounded aircraft trying to fight the fire. I can understand that, right? 2,900 homes people living in them have been told to get out. Another 5,000 homes are under a get ready to get out evacuation notice. 86 degrees yesterday. Mercury at this time of year usually in the 60s, kind of like it is what it is here in the Northeast. Anyway, temperature is going down a little bit. That could help them make some progress. But anyway, there's some video there that you don't want to see in your own backyard for any, what the heck, right?
And I don't know if you ever think about
farms,
like this, but what would happen if you lived in an area like this and you were given not the get out warning, but the be prepared to get out warning?
Mm-hmm.
What items would you grab?
I'd get the pictures. I'd get all the pictures of my children, my family. I'd probably make sure that I'd grab a checkbook. might as well, just in case. I don't know what you'd have presence of mind to do. Make sure, obviously, I got Daisy with me. What would you do? What's your move in this situation?
If it was like the notice of, okay, you need to get out now, probably just the main essentials, the family, mm-hmm. Daisy, all that stuff. If I was given the be prepared, you're probably going to have to leave, so like get your things in order.
Yep.
I'd probably pack a bag of clothes and all that stuff. Maybe it's my generation, but I don't have a lot of photos around. They're all on my phone or they're all up in the cloud or stuff like that. But a couple of really cherished items that I have.
Yeah. All right, 18 after the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberries.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Whether you're working in an office or remote, Staples has your tech.
New AirPods so I can turn up the music and tune out distractions?
Staples has your tech.
Oh, a spare monitor for my spare bedroom/home office.
A webcam for all my video chats.
Staples has you covered with tech solutions and accessories, from the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now, Apple AirPods Pro are just $199. You save $50. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 10/22, limit 2 while supplies last.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
A lot of conversation over the last couple of weeks about what's happened as a result of the hurricane. I think I told the story of the Dakin family down in Manatee County. 250 cows were killed after the hurricane came through there. There's been a great outpouring from the local folks and also from people around the country that may have heard this story on this program. Farmers need to help other farmers. Farmers need to stay together.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's happened, or what's happening, I guess is the question, and we always have answers for that because there's lots happening. On social media, we follow the trending stories and come up with some of Doug's dirt on people like Kaylee Cuoco. Am I pronouncing her name right? We were talking about her the other day with another twist. She now is talking about flight attendants. She plays one on TV, and she has a progressive proposal for those of us who are frequent flyers. Open your wallets for in-flight service. That is tip.
Yeah.
The attendants, they deserve, the flight attendants deserve tips.
This kind of makes sense. I never would have thought to tip a flight attendant, but at the same time, you think you tip your servers and when you go to a restaurant or anything like that, or if you get takeout, and why would this be any different? Because they do come bring you drinks. They check on you, see if you need anything.
I think there's, on American anyway, that I fly, they give you, depending on where you're sitting in the plane, they give you a little card, and if the service from the flight attendant is good, they ask you to fill it out and turn it in. And the flight attendants apparently get some consideration for, I don't know, it's a bonus or whatever it is, for so many of these good reviews. Nice. Yeah, right. So anyway, that's I see. I had never thought about it, actually. Now that I get on the plane on Friday, I'm going to ask the flight attendant if she thinks she deserves a tip. I'm sure she'll say,
I thought you were going to say, do you accept tips?
No, yes, right.
I'm going to translate.
Right.
Do you think you deserve a tip? Should I give you money right now?
Mm-hmm. All right, page six has a story about Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson. So he went to the theater, the opening night of The Piano Lesson, and in order for him to, because he's 6 foot nine, in order for him to get into a seat, they had to move the seats around, or they had to take seats out of the way. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't just get like a balcony seat, or maybe that wasn't an option.
or a front
because
row seat.
Because usually there's more room there.
Yeah, right. So anyway, let's see. Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke were spotted at the Tavern on the Green after the performance of the piano lesson. I lived next door to them in Santa Monica for a year, for a winter. They were filming a movie, and I never saw two people smoke as much as those two. Every time you saw them come out of the house, puffing away, and they had two kids. They were always pushing the kids around. They live in the house right next to me. This was would have been in 2000, probably 1999 or 2000, somewhere in there. Anyway, there were other people that were at the. A lot of people went to this. Samuel L. Jackson, Denzel Washington, lots of people. Edie Falco, Joel Grey, Oscar Isaac, who's really got a star on the way up. Al Roker, Spike Lee, right? All these people were in attendance at this Broadway show. So it must have been a big. I don't know that much about it. Do you? Piano lesson? Yeah, I don't know that much about it, apparently.
I'm not familiar with the Plano.
No. Well, anyway, they were all there. Hip, hip, hooray for them. 28 past the hour on Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that and get to the best possible rate no matter what ails you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our Grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. wallofire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Washington, D.C. jury on Tuesday acquitted Igor Deshenko, a think tank analyst, accused of lying to the FBI on charges brought up by special counsel John Durham. A voter registration error in Arizona has caused up to 6,000 Arizona voters to get mail-in ballots with only federal races. The Secretary of State says corrected ballots will be mailed out shortly. California man Paul Flores was convicted Tuesday of killing Kristen Smart, a college student who disappeared in 1996. His father was found not guilty of helping his son after the murder. Paul was found guilty by a jury in Monterey County of first-degree murder and faces 25 years to life. The Smart family speaks out after the verdict.
This has been an agonizingly long journey with more downs than ups, but we are grateful and appreciate the diligence and energy of the two juries to thoroughly review the facts.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Like the lady who's celebrating today because she bought a lottery ticket 10 minutes before the drawing.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then in the nick of time.
Won 500 grand. I bet she screamed.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, hitching your ride informationally to the stars. And the star is Jay Kirshner here, along with me, with a discussion of what you need to know. Things that are going on today, facts and figures and then stories and clarification. How willing are you to listen? This is an interesting age. We find ourselves not listening particularly well to people who have, and I say we as a collective, we don't listen well to people who seem to have different points of view than we do. And I don't mean that everybody, but there's a lot of it going on. Mm-hmm. And it becomes difficult. What'd you say? Sorry.
No, that's fair to say.
It is, right. Who do you listen to? Do you listen to anybody or everybody that's got something to say? Or do you discount people because of their age, because of their sex, because of their color, because of their political affiliation, because of their religion? Look at all of the things that you think about when you're trying to sift through, you're straining, using a mental strainer to sift through things that you may or may not believe, you may or may not actually even be getting, maybe you're not hearing what people are saying because you tune them out because of who they are or who you think they are. I think that's really the willingness to listen to other people is a very important part of being a mature human being, I think. Anyway, and I'm guilty of sometimes turning people out. I have my own filters. We all do. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I have a woman who comes to the farm with regularity, and she chases me around until she thinks that she loves Daisy, so she just talks and talks and talks and talks, and I can't wait to get away from her. Because she's so annoying. Anything that she says, I wouldn't listen to. Now, she might have something good to say. She may know something good about animals, but the delivery and the...
But you've already had that experience where you've already, like, kind of compartmentalized anything.
Shut her out.
Say.
Yeah. Is that bad? Do we need to be open to listening and learning, no matter from whom? Are we making mistakes by not
listening? Because sometimes there are people we listen to except for certain topics, and then we just tune it out. And it's like, what happened to just agree to disagree? Or respectfully change the conversation or change the topic or just say, you know what, this isn't going to go anywhere. Let's just talk about something else rather than doing the whole like blank face tuning out. Or where have you ever been talking to somebody and you can tell that they're just waiting for you to stop talking by all of their mannerisms? They're like not looking at you. They're just nodding their head. They're repetitively going, And it's like you just want to stop and be like, what was the last
thing
you said?
Blow them off. All right, here's some good news. Ready? No, she's not ready, but
ready.
I'm
going to
do
ready.
It anyway. Oh, you're ready. Okay. There is a group of employees going around dressed as Power Rangers using... Apparently, some of these employees wearing Power Ranger costumes, they actually turned out to be superheroes of their own. There's a story on Twitter... A thread about the craziest encounter that this woman witnessed while dining at a ramen restaurant in Oakland.
A Power Rangers-themed ramen restaurant, nonetheless.
Yeah. Oh, it was the Power Rangers? Oh, I didn't get that.
It was a Power Rangers-themed restaurant. So the staff, they dress up as Power Rangers, and then they actually ended up being Power Rangers.
Yeah. Apparently, there was a woman... I don't know. I'm trying to... Now, you've taken me off guard because I didn't get that they were... This was a ramen shop in Oakland that's owned by a bunch of Thai folks, T-H-A-I, from Thailand. And they're all dressed up as Power Rangers. Okay. Woman comes rushing in saying she wasn't safe. And then this man comes after her and puts her in a chokehold.
Mm-hmm. Inside the restaurant.
What are these people? Nuts? So then the Power Rangers go into action. Right?
Yeah. The servers who were dressed up in Power Rangers, they went into full-on Power Ranger mode. They got her free, told the man to leave. They swung at him. They were yelling. And
so this guy who was taking shots at the people working in there, some racial epithets of sorts, obviously... People that
followed
get involved
her into the kitchen. She ran into the restaurant and even like was still trying to get away from him. Where most times we're told a self-defense kind of mechanism: if you are being followed, go into a place of business, and typically whoever is following you will not keep following you. And this was not the case. She
now, see, I didn't even know that.
The kitchen.
I would never have even thought that, Jay. The fact that you know that, or somebody taught you that, is really amazing, astounding, actually. So how did you learn that? Why are you conscious that if somebody's chasing you, did your mother teach you that? Did some friend or some experience?
Every so many years I take self-defense classes just because I think it's something that people need to do, whether you are a man or a woman. But I did start doing it just because if I were to be by myself and I have a single woman out, it can be dangerous. And I've actually had to use that coming out of an accident one time. I could tell I was being followed. I crossed the street. The person crossed the street. I changed directions. They changed directions. So I ran into a restaurant, and I just stayed there for a second until the person left. And I was able to call one of my acting friends who hadn't left the area yet. They came to get me and walked me to my car.
Wow. There's an experience. Have you told that story before?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you not told the story?
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, I have. It was a terrifying experience, but it ended well for me.
Good. All right, let's talk about former President Barack Obama for a minute, shall we? Railing on members of his own party over the reality of cancel culture, good for him. Calling out Democrats as buzzkills. He was on a podcast. Bill Maher, he's sort of like, you know, Bill Maher tells it like it is. So Barack apparently is deciding to kind of be that frank. He says he doesn't like being a buzzkill and he doesn't think he is one. But sometimes other Democrats are. He went on to say, quote, sometimes people just want to not feel as if they are walking on eggshells. They want some acknowledgement that life is messy and that all of us at any given moment can say things the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all do that.
And everyone's so used to name call anymore.
Right.
People in boxes.
Yep. I think he said, where we get into trouble sometimes is where we try to suggest that some groups are more, because they historically have been victimized, somehow they have a status that's different than other people. Wow, this is pretty interesting. Coming from a black president who a lot of people thought was favoring the black residents of our country, this is a very interesting reality, isn't it? Very interesting that he is saying this. I think it takes some starch for him to say this, because members of his own party mm-hmm. are all about, you know, the Black Lives Matter thing. I wonder, I remember him calling Kanye a jackass. I wonder what he thought about the T-shirt, White Lives Matter. Or maybe mm-hmm. somebody needs to put on a sweatshirt that says All Lives Matter. And that kind of sounds like what Obama's saying here. Am I reading too much into it? Or not?
No, that sounds kind of along the lines. Yeah.
I think we really need to wake up to the cancel culture and how dangerous it is.
Well, there's
it
no
is
growth.
Very dangerous.
There's no growth with cancel culture. People,
no.
There's no room to be educated. Some people just make mistakes or they think they're joking and really it's not a good joke. There's other people who are just ignorant and they genuinely don't know any better, or they have hatred in their heart. But where is the conversation to educate people, to try to change the narrative, try to change minds? With cancel culture, it's just, well, that's it. You messed up. You're done.
Yeah. I think the lily-livered cowards that run a lot of radio stations and radio businesses in our country, yeah, I've gotten to the point where I really... Michael Harrison and I were talking about this the other day, about where we are and what we're willing to put up with or not, and what we're willing to say or not about people in the business, because there's so much pressure to be in league with the right-wing thinking on a lot of talk radio stations. And we both are, you know, we're tired of it, frankly, having to fill. I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for him. He can say it when he's here if he wants to. But I am, when I look around and listen around to some of the stuff that's on the air, and some of the things conversationally have professors in college are just people on the street, business people. I was at a Democratic fundraiser last night for the lady who is probably going to be the next lieutenant governor of Massachusetts. Very nice lady, mayor of Salem, Massachusetts, has lots to say, pretty smart. But there were people who didn't support or aren't supporting her in the Framingham Democratic Town Committee. And so they're doing whatever they can to basically throw her under the bus and cancel whatever, you know, for their purposes. Did you know this about her? And it's all about them wanting to tout who their favorite candidate is by trying to ruin the reputation of somebody. And this is, politics is just totally a riff with this sort of thing. It is, you know, politics. And I think Obama does a good job here of talking about it, bringing it to the surface. Whether people say, well, you know, what he did when he was president. I'm only interested in what the guy's saying today. What he did before is irrelevant to today because it's the past. So maybe that goes for all of us in terms of what we have attitudinally. I am tired of so much cancel culture. It's mm-hmm. all, you know, you're wrong if you don't agree. It is. It's intellectually dishonest. It really is. You know, to think that your thinking is the only thinking that matters. You know what? You need to stick your head back under that rock if that's what you're thinking, because there really is, as we get to have more people in the country, there's no place for this, even though it seems to be the national pastime, right? Mm-hmm. In a manner of speaking.
Well, let's talk about leading by example. Well, that if you're canceling people, how are you leading by example? Practice kindness. Practice
power. Here's another example, okay? Here's somebody emulating Donald Trump. It happens to be the Republican candidate for governor of Arizona. Her name is Carrie Lake, who refused to say in her last debate whether she would honor the results of the election if she loses. She says, I'm going to win. You have to accept that result. Okay. If you're going to win, and if you do win,
if I say it enough times, it will become true.
Right. But now she's become one of the country's most prominent election deniers. This is a whole big thing. Trump has created a monster here. Now, the other side of this is that there are plenty. I noticed something with Ron DeSantis and stuff that was going on. I think I don't have time to tell you that story right now. But I came across something yesterday about what's going on in Florida with people being arrested who had signed up to vote, because they supposedly violated a new law, a new election law in Florida, which DeSantis is touting. There's so much corruption around the election system now that people, now the doubters, they may have some traction because of what's going on, actually. 48 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No mistaking this intro. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. You can listen to the Pet Show every weekend all around the country. A lot of the same stations that carry this program are fortunate enough to have the input of Warren Eckstein helping you with your pet. There's so much to go through here this morning in the news department. A tiny injured kitten. This is kickstarted a new sustainability initiative. You heard this story?
I haven't heard this.
About... No. You did hear the story?
No.
Stray kitten? Taken in by rescuers after it was found with a plastic packaging ring from a munchkin baby bottle stuck around its neck.
Jeez.
It began to grow into the kitten's skin. I've had this, seen this with tags and cows grow into their ear. So this photo, which showed up on social media, was seen... tens of thousands of people, and it brought a revolution. So plastic use is going to go away because of this by 643,630 pounds a year. The baby products that they were, you know, this is a baby product, and apparently the cat got a hold of it. So you got to wonder how many more. This is a little cat, an orange cat named Tabby. So you got to wonder how many, I guess, products like this do animals get a hold of, whether they swallow it or whether, you know, in this case, it got wrapped around a paw and it just doesn't come off and nobody apparently saw it. So the skin just grew around it. Wow. That's so the entanglement of plastic. With your pets. What's the warning there? You must have talked about this 100 times on your radio program, leaving things around that dogs and cats can get into and how it hurts them, right? Where'd Warren go? Am I talking to myself? I guess I am. All right, so we better hit the commercial trail, and we'll be back with Warren after this.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now.
Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, Warren, I guess my question was about all of these things that are around it that we need to be aware of, that we ought to keep out of harm's way or out of the way of our animals. Okay, this is getting kind of dangerous. Jay, if you're listening, I can't hear a thing, so perhaps you can take it from here. Okay, so I have nothing. Go to a commercial, James, would you please?
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Whether you're working in an office or remote, Staples has your tech.
New AirPods so I can turn up the music and tune out distractions.
Staples has your tech.
Oh, a spare monitor for my spare bedroom / home office.
A webcam for all my video chats.
Staples has you covered with tech solutions and accessories, from the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now Apple AirPods Pro are just $199. You save $50. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 10/22, limit 2 while supplies last.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.